Welcome to Psachim Perachet Mishnah Ches, Chapter 8, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins. Onen tovel ve'ochel as pischo le'erev. We already saw in Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6, that if a person is onen, that means they're in the time period where an immediate family member passed away, but it is before burial. There's a special kind of limbo time period called aninos, where a fellow is not obligated in biblical commandments. Additionally, they're not allowed to eat sacrifices. Biblically, as soon as it's nighttime, they could already eat sacrifices. Rabbinically, the aninos, that period of in limbo mourning, that extends even into the next night. And we saw that when it comes to the Karban Pesach, the rabbis were lenient, and they didn't say that his mourning continues into the next night, and therefore the fellow is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. They permitted the fellow to eat Karban Pesach because of the stringency of punishment for one who does not eat the Karban Pesach. Avalo bakachim. This leniency of permitting the fellow that very night to already eat the Pesach sacrifice, that does not apply by kachim, by other types of sacrifices. Now the Mishnah said that onen is tovel. He immerses, and then he eats his Karban Pesach in the evening. Why does he immerse? So this is a rabbinic institution by an onen, when it comes to any type of eating sacrifices, that they have to go to the mikvah, they have to immerse themselves in an appropriate mikvah body of water, to kind of change their mindset from being prohibited from sacrifices to being permitted. Continues the Mishnah, Hashomeo Ameso, a fellow who hears that a family member passed away, they didn't know, maybe even the fellow passed away a while ago, and there's an obligation to mourn when one hears that. Vamalaki lo atzamos, or somebody whose immediate family member has been temporarily buried. Now they went, they dug up that person, and they're reinterring the person in a permanent burial place. These people all have the obligation to mourn. Yet, tovel ve'ochel b'kachim. Even when it comes to other sacrifices, they're only prohibited that very day. But that evening, they're permitted. Why? Because even in the day, the morning, of somebody whose parent, family member is moved, or who hears about someone that passed away, that morning is only rabbinic. And that therefore the morning only extends for that actual day, but it doesn't extend into the night. Continues the Mishnah. Ger sh'niskare be'erev Pesach. A person that converts on Erev Pesach, a non-Jewish person that converts on Erev Pesach. He had his bris, he went to the mikvah on the 14th of Nisan. Beishamai, Yomrim Beishamai says, Toiv avoiches pischa l'arev. He goes to the mikvah a second time. That means he has to go to the mikvah as part of his conversion process. But in addition to that, he goes to the mikvah another time rabbinically in order to allow him to eat sacrifices. And he can bring a Karban Pesach, he can be part of a Karban Pesach that he was counted on. Obeis Hillel, Omer and Beis Hillel says, Haporish mina arla, one who separates himself from the foreskin, which means literally has a circumcision. Geporish mina kever, it's like somebody who separates themselves from a grave. So basically what this means to say is that a convert who has a bris is like somebody who touched a dead body, and he's tame, he's impure for 7 days, and he needs to be sprinkled with the ashes of the red heifer on the third day and on the seventh day, after his bris, after his geirus, after his conversion. Therefore, that fellow is prohibited from eating the Karban Pesach, unlike the opinion of Beis Shammai that permitted a person to eat the Karban Pesach that evening. Wishing you a wonderful day and a very successful upcoming week.